This is the regular board meeting, May 17th. Rancho Marietta Community Service District. Amelia, could I have roll call, please?
Director Meadey.
Hi.
Director Paul.
Here.
Director Jacob.
Here.
And Director Butler is with
here,
us, but she's in another room.
Is here, absent this portion, correct.
Yes, so she is here. Director Booth is absent today.
He's out of country, if I'm not mistaken. I make a motion to consider adoption of the agenda. Can I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Director Jacob. Roll call, Director Meadey.
Aye.
Director Paul.
Aye.
Director Jacob.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item three is closed session. We have three items in closed session. Conference with legal counsel pursuant to litigation, closed session regarding appointment of general manager, closed session regarding labor negotiations. I don't anticipate it taking long. I'm thinking maybe a half hour. It'll just kind of really depend on some of the legal updates, but we will have open session once we're completed with closed session.
We'll see you then.
We can stop the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir? Director Meadey?
Yes, ma'am.
Whenever you're ready to begin the meeting.
Perfect. Start your hour.
I didn't.
Thank you, everyone. Item number four, open session, report action from closed session. No direction, no decisions were made in closed session on all three items. That takes me to item number five, which is consider appointment of Melinda Mimi Morris as general manager in approval of employment agreement. What I would like to do is I'm going to read a statement that needs to be part of my motion, and then I'm going to make a motion so that we can have a discussion as a board. This is related to item number five. There's a proposal for general manager agreement between the district and Ms. Morris in the meeting packet. Everyone's had access to it. The proposed agreement would begin immediately and be for a three-year term. Annual salary is $194,160 per year, which is within the existing salary range of the general manager position. There would also be fringe benefits for paid vacation, administrative leave, travel allowance, cell phone, no dog walks, as well as employee benefits per the district manual. The reason that has to be stated, it's a pure Brown Act requirement. Before I make the proposal, I also want to thank, in this case especially, Gail and staff. We had to have a special meeting to uncancel this regular board meeting. We can only have GM contract salary issues at regular board meetings. So therefore, the reason the regular board meeting was canceled to June 7th has to do with our Prop 218 limit and funding and requirements. So we had to undo some things to come back to a regular board meeting so we could in fact have this discussion. It was imperative enough to the board that we not stall another month, that we bring on some leadership to the organization. With all that said, that's why we're here. That being said, I make a motion to accept the GM agreements as proposed. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Thank you, Director Butler.
We'll have some discussion. Mr. Ramos, do you want to lead in with anything for us?
No, not at this time. Thank you, Director Meadey.
Okay. I'll go down the row.
I reviewed it, and I'm pleased that she's going to be with us, and I'm in favor of it.
Okay. Director Butler.
Same here. I think we're lucky to have this choice.
Director Janko.
I looked at the contract, and I have no comments.
Okay. I have just a couple, going through the negotiation process. The district relied on, first of all, the professionalism of, in this case, I'll call her Mimi, for the process. The district also relied on the consultant from MRG that walked us through this entire process, since that's who we contracted to find a GM. And then the other resource we relied on was Mr. Ramos and his expertise in what does the industry look like right now in the job market with the expectations and responsibilities of the GM. Does the salary benefits, the entire compensation package, really mirror what's going on out there in the job market? So those are really the parameters that we looked at. Being one of the principal negotiators for whatever reason, I think it's a fair and equitable, not only for the district, but in this case, the employee, Mimi. So with that, I'll open up to any comments to the general public. Not seeing any, I'm gonna ask for a roll call vote, Mimi. I'm sorry, unless there's something, nope. May I have a roll call vote, Amelia?
President Meany.
Aye.
Director Polk.
Aye.
Director Janko.
Aye.
Director Butler.
Aye.
And Director Booth is absent, for those of us just joining.
Thank you. Before I move on to item six, I have to do true due diligence, and that is on multiple levels. Michael, thank you. Travis, thank you. And it goes all the way back through the organization. And I would ask that you go back to your respective people you're responsible to, because we had so many people step up. This has been a difficult time for the organization. It doesn't go unnoticed. And it doesn't go unappreciated. Again, you will hear this board thank you numerous times. A lot of it is we're just asking you to do your things. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to staff. Everything from, and I'll pick on Kelly in this case, how he's running security, the professionalism he's brought, the smoothness that is there now, that doesn't go unnoticed. And especially when we were in a transitional period, just people showing up doing their job is one thing, but we asked a lot more of a lot of people. And for that, again, I say thank you. And it's not coming, well, it's coming from me as a board member, but more importantly, the community we represent. So again, I cannot move off of this subject without saying that. Item number six, consent calendar. Unless there's anything, I don't see anything from a board member, I'm just gonna make a motion to accept the consent calendar. Amelia, please, roll call.
Second.
Oh, Tim, thank you.
And then do we want to have a little bit of discussion about item C, discontinuation.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And this is that part where you told me that before, that I was going to talk about it.
I'm
Travis,
mumbled.
I think that's back to you, because we moved the consent calendar for items B and C to be on it, because we're still under the emergency process. So,
Lake 11, that job is complete. The locking mechanism was put on there.
I'll have to go by and look at it.
And so the only thing that I think we're waiting on is the final billing. I know that Michael had talked to, is in conversation with them about the finalization of the billing for that.
So that'll be probably most likely on the consent calendar in June to have it discontinued.
Okay.
For Lake 11.
Yeah, we still have to pay the retention. Yeah. Once that's complete, then we can take that.
But all of our work.
Yeah, the actual work is
now. It's just the paperwork. Perfect. Right, right. Thank you.
And Rio also is completed too under the emergency declaration. The VFDs and the motors were repaired.
Okay.
we are going to be reprogramming the PLC. That's not under this declaration. That's under just, it was just something else that needed to be done so that the motors will automatically swap back and forth. So
right.
To get, and that's actually going to be done Tuesday, but the work under the emergency declaration is done and complete.
Okay. So I guess my question to you, Michael, do you want to leave that on in June in case there's any billing, PO stuff, or?
Yeah, we'll leave it in.
And then we can pull it once the paperwork portion's closed?
I'll add a DI to it.
Perfect.
Once it gets.
So I just want to understand, that's for item B, Lake 11 is going to be on
both
next month.
B and C will be on next month, please.
Actually, C doesn't need to be.
We're done with C, unless you like it.
Discontinued.
If it's discontinued.
Yeah.
If that project is complete, it does not need
right,
to be on the
right.
agenda.
Yes, he does not need to be.
Okay, item B only, Amelia,
right.
please.
Thank you very much.
Okay, roll call vote.
Very good. Director May.
Aye.
Director Cole.
Aye.
Director Jacob.
Aye.
Director Butler.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 7. I'd like to call to the board's attention a couple of concerns. One, due to staff has multiple... Some staff have multiple days of training, vacation time, trying to prep the budget, and we have a June 7th budget meeting. My preference would be to either postpone or cancel the meetings, the committee meetings, until next month. If improvement needs to meet, then I would ask the improvement committee to just meet with staff and make those arrangements. But I know the finance committee, we're working with staff right now. Security, Kelly and I have been meeting, we're good to go. It's just turn around to get minutes and all those other things, especially with the budget process and the June 7th. I call that, if there's not any heartburn, to cancel, and then otherwise the committee members can work back with staff, if that's fine.
I understand that we're canceling all the committee meetings.
I can travel.
For June, we'll pick back up with the regular schedule in July.
Yes,
unless
improvements needs to meet. So far, they haven't been proving a lot of things, you know, because everything,
yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. There are two items I want to call out. Amelia will be in the process of getting the information out for May 31st. Cal Waste wants to do a public education evening here at CSD, so we're going to start getting all that information out. The number one question that I'm going to ask Cal Waste is why no bag, so we can maybe free up some editorial space in the River Valley Times. And then the other item we need to take a look at is the GM will work with Amelia to confirm the date of June 7th for an open house for the community to meet the new GM, and then the dartboard shirt should be done by then, so we'll issue the darts to the community and welcome her as we should.
Yeah, and that's the budget meeting, so before the budget meeting.
Yeah, because it's an afternoon meeting, so it could be a 2 to 3 or.
Yeah, it's at 5 o'clock. I had it scheduled for 5.
Yeah,
that's what
the regular meeting.
It has to be at 5 because it's a regular meeting.
Oh, that's right, because that is going to be.
So I can have it, depending on what you want to discuss in close.
Work it back through staff. Perfect. Got it. Thank you. Item number 8, correspondence. I did not see any in the board packet.
I didn't see any.
Item number 9, comments from the public, please. All right, number 10, Director Pohl, update on the ad hoc committee.
Yes, the board created this ad hoc committee, which consists of myself and President Mabee, and we've been meeting weekly since with the general manager to discuss a number of subjects. The district staff has been there, the Poon Group, our consultant on financial matters, was there. some of the things we discussed in the last month were the contract, the general manager contract negotiations, recruiting for an account manager, priorities and schedules with the Poon Group for audits. We talked about the upcoming budget and the capital improvement plan. Talked about the finance and services agreements. We talked about contracting for a cost allocation study and the Prop 218 rate study. Talked about the implementation of our financial software with Tyler Group. And we talked about the grand jury response. So we've been busy.
Any questions of Director Poland? When he says that committee meets weekly, it's very weak, let me tell you. But I digress. Thank you, Martin. Item number 11, consideration formalization process, security services with RMA. I just put this on to have an opportunity to just let the board know. I was asked to go to RMA last night and just officially tell them that the ink is dry on the 23-year-old document and that we should probably have some conversation in it. And actually, Director Childs from RMA's here. He was the chosen one because he volunteered to be on the ad hoc committee. And when folks get to know his background, it'll be understandable. But really, it's one of those RMA kind of has to go through their process of reevaluation, quite honestly. And I'll pick on Mr. Hart for a second. He was there and he offered to not only Director Childs but to RMA all the work that he's done on his research of private security services and all those things. So really the only commitment that I made was CSD would throw a couple of directors, a GM, and the security supervisor at this. So not being able to, without the board's authorization, throw all those resources, I did anyways. So really, it'll just be one of those. We're going to work back with their ad hoc committee. I anticipate it'll be a process driven by them. We'll have some conversations probably in the next couple of months. An example being, you know, we just have to be able to get RMA, what is a roll-up cost for patrol services, the vehicle, the radios, just all those things. And as I told you, Chris, once I get the budget wrapped up, I can get that info to you, and we can get that moving from that standpoint. And again, we'll just bring you into here's where we're at in the camera program, what our thoughts are on if we have to use a kiosk somewhere down the road. So we have a little bit of homework on our end, but we'll get that to you, and we're committed. Because once, and what I shared with RMA, once we're done with RMA, we still have to go back to the commercial association. Here's the services we can provide, and then obviously we have to go back to the other homeowners associations and what we can provide. All of that being a caveat to somewhere between now and whenever we get there, our legal counsel will opine on Measure A from 1985 on the may versus shall, and we were authorized to do all CCNRs for all homeowners associations. I don't know what that means, and I'm sure you're going to know what it means and let us know. So other than that, we've got some homework, Chris. As soon as I get the budget stuff figured out, we'll start getting info to you, and then that'll help you in your ad hoc process. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure that this process is open and transparent. As not being a member of RMA and being a resident of the district, seems to me like RMA has been getting away with murder. And I don't
want... First of all, no one got killed, okay?
Okay.
First of all, they haven't killed anybody. And don't worry, I won't take that comment off of you. You can still have 3 minutes.
But I'm serious about this.
Well,
I don't want this to be just an agreement with RMA. I think we need to know what's going on.
Well, it will be an agreement with RMA, because that's who I'm addressing right now. That's what's on the agenda. As director, board president, Director Adams stated last night, the original agreement was done in the open. Everything else that we've done, every other task that Kelly's been assigned to or asked to be done by RMA went through their compliance committee, went to their board, came to our security committee, and came to our board. With all of that said, RMA has a process they have to go through. It is their process. We're going to assist them. I guarantee them staff. I guarantee them access to the board. That's how the process is going to work. If you have some other misunderstanding on transparency isn't out there, I can't help you with it because I'm not aware of it. I'll leave it at that. Continue on.
Well, CSD has historically been spending a lot of time and money enforcing RMA's CCNRs. The agreement is, what is it, driveway parking and overnight parking. And the amount of time that security spends at their RMA compliance meetings, I see no justification for that. And I see if you're going to continue with that, I think you need to be very open and transparent about that, very open about your agreeing to and why you're agreeing to it and what they're going to pay for and what they're not going to pay for. I want to know what's going on. I don't want to be paying for RMA's enforcement of their CCNRs.
So I think a couple of things, actually three. One, I feel your frustration. I just word a little bit different. Number two, the agreement that we have with RMA that's 23 years old is a contract that we're now opening up and we're going to start to have that conversation. How the resources are spent by the district and where they're spent, that's at the sole discretion of the district. Now, with that said, it is no different once we go to negotiate with the mobile village. Are we still going to lock up your clubhouse at night? Now, I don't know where that contract is. I don't know how much we get paid to do that on a nightly basis. So transparency is going to be key moving forward. So again, you have a perception of it not being transparent. I didn't do the contract 20 years ago. Have I given direction as a board member after taking direction from the rest of the board to have Kelly enforce certain items in CCNRs? The answer is yes. What you don't know, what I don't know, and Mr. Ramos is going to tell us, what is Measure A come into play? Thank you, Amelia. That is, we have full authorization to do everybody's CCNRs throughout the entire district. We just came across that document. I don't know what that means.
I'm aware of that document. I think it's open to interpretation. But
well, I'm glad you're aware of it because no one else in the organization was aware of it. And I've only come across two people that have lived in this community for 30-plus years that were aware of that document. So that's where
Are we talking about the same thing? Basically, the state law.
No, I'm talking about Measure A that was voted on in 1985, and it passed 311-86, giving full authorization, to the district for all homeowners associations. We can enforce your CCNRs, and we can receive the funding for it on whatever citations we issue out. That's a huge deal. We did not know about it. This board did not know about it. We just got it to Mr. Ramos within the last couple of weeks. So that's a game changer, potentially. So I don't know if that's the document you're talking about.
Well, I want everything to be open and transparent.
So far, it has been.
Okay.
Again, because you are not aware of certain things, and it perception might be that it's not transparent, I am not aware, and I'll turn it over to legal counsel since he represents us. he's made it very clear, any agreements we have been forthright and in the open. On a side note, I've testified that to the grand jury. So, and you can read the reports that the grand jury put out. So I'll leave it at that.
I don't think there's any question. The agreements have been open. I've seen that agreement you talk about. It talks about, you know, driveway parking and overnight parking. But you go ahead and enforce all these other CCNRs for RMA and don't charge them for it?
Okay, let me try this a different avenue.
I mean, you don't have to go on and on.
What's happening today is going to be different what happens tomorrow. A couple things are driving it. One, we've opened up the agreement, and we're going to go into formal talks. Number two, Measure A from 1985 says we have full authorization to enforce all CCNRs for all HOAs. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means we have to do it, and we should be doing it, and then we issue the fines and we collect the, I have no idea. We just came across that document. So I understand what you're saying. I absolutely do not agree with any of it, but moving forward, the process belongs to that director at RMA. Now, if they choose not to have open meetings and those, I can't control that. We're going to bring it back to the board. I'm going to have two board members, staff assigned to it. That's it. That past that, I can't tell you what's going to take place, sir.
You know, what I want is everything to be open and transparent. Your discussions, your decisions, agreements, everything being out in the open.
Well, if there comes a formalized agreement, and unless I'm wrong, Mr. Ramos, that's got to come in front of the board. So it could go to security, could go to finance first, but any written agreement that even the GM enters into has to be authorized. Historically, we do that in open session, if I'm not mistaken. We might do negotiations in closed session. The approval process is in open session. Now, I get that it was done 20 years ago, and I don't know how they did it, but we're here and we've opened it up. I don't know what to tell you.
One of my concerns is there's the agreement and then what goes on beyond the agreement. Kelly has doing what's good for RMA. I mean, it's being good neighbors, and I think that should be off the board. If we do something for RMA, let them pay for it.
If they're not willing
to pay for it, don't do it.
Exactly. It's no different than why am I closing the clubhouse at the Villas?
And they pay for it.
And so what are those costs, right?
And those costs
go up. And so, again, I don't know if we can write into the agreement not to be neighborly, but again, not every item can be in the agreement. I'll pick on Kelly for a second. Trends were identified last year by RMA board members, went through compliance, and it was dogs on a leash because we had an increase in dog bites. So what is that cost to the district incrementally or indirectly to enforce that we would have been enforcing otherwise? The difference was we couldn't just stop and talk to them. We actually had to give them a citation. Put a value on it. Cost a couple thousand dollars. We'll put it into the contract. Again, those are the things that by a cooperative process, we see the trends, we analyze them, and where do we do the impacts? No different than Kelly identifies certain areas for enforcement on safety issues, which are traffic and speeding, as he does everywhere else in the community. And we try
traffic and speeding. Mm-hmm. They don't do that in the village.
No, what we do is we go through there, or we'll sit on the roadway, and that presence alone slows people down. Now, if you want to have agreement with us.
No, I don't.
Well, and it's clear you don't, but we would go through that open and transparent process.
I want to make sure you do anything for RMA, they pay for it.
Well, again, you telling the board what to do doesn't work that way. So you can get your statement out there. I've heard your statement. We're past the 3 minutes. I understand where you're coming from. I will deviate. Director Childs, I would ask you formally even address your board president that we have very open and transparent meetings and conversations. Yeah. That's the best I can do. We're just participating and supporting them.
I'm not telling you what to do. But I would like you to be open and transparent. I want you to take into consideration all the residents of the district.
And it could be me. I thought I made it clear that we're going to start with RMA, and then we're going to the Commercial Association, and then we're going to every HOA in the district. And we're going to go through a similar process of just explaining, here are our costs, here's the staff time, here's what we can provide. And if people, if associations want something different, there it is. Some associations don't want cameras. We're fine with that. Other associations do. We're fine with that. We're going to work that process through.
I think the issue is, if some association wants something, they pay for it. Okay.
I appreciate that.
That's going to raise your dues.
Item number...
Oh,
yes, Mr. Hart. Sorry.
Get this down and out of the way. I'm going to change direction here quite a bit.
Will you state your name, Ted Hart?
Jeez. You want me to bite it? Okay. So anyway,
yes, sir.
As certainly this board and all the other boards know, I have been following the security issue since September of 21, and I am pleased that Tim came to the RMA meeting last night, and I am more than pleased that an ad hoc committee was set up to look at the entire community, as Tim has been explaining. And that's what needs to be done. And I think that the message is clear, and I certainly support it. I believe that having an ad hoc committee that is then going to look at everything that's necessary and come back to not only the association, but comes back to you. More importantly, it comes back to the community. We have had nothing but problems, as we all know, through this protracted period of time. And I see this as a way to correct it and get on with it. So I wanted the board to know, since I've spent a lot of time with you, that I certainly support it, and thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hart.
Thank you.
Amelia, would you credit Mr. Hart next time he speaks with at least a minute, 15 seconds?
Yes. Good.
It could be a record, sir. It could be a record. Item number 12, comments, suggestions from directors.
Yes. So I'm pleased that we approved the contract with Mimi, and that she's going to be a great addition to our district. And I also want to thank Michael for stepping up and helping us through this period of transition. He did a stellar job, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Director Butler.
I'd like to thank Michael, and delighted to know that Mimi's coming on board, and I know that you guys will work together.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to a very productive new group of people.
Director Janko.
Ditto.
Okay. As a point of order, just for clarification for everybody, since the general manager has been on so long, we're going to evaluate her in closed session.
What?
Gail, you got to start the precedence. Okay. Part of the goal or the evaluation is some goal setting and reaffirming the contract. So we're going to go into closed session with the general manager. I don't know how long it's going to take. So basically what I'm telling you is I wouldn't stick around. I'm going to dismiss staff. There isn't going to be any action or direction given to report out on. If there is, then we'll get it recorded on the minutes. But the next course of action, if you will, is to actually meet the GM as the GM, not as a candidate, because that's all we've been able to meet with her until the contract. And actually, we should probably have her sign the contract before she goes in there. Who's got a pen that works? So with that said, we're going to adjourn to closed session and move on. Yes, Mr. Gear, please.
Did I miss it? There's supposed to be a roll call vote on item 11.
I added that on in case there was anything that needed to be decided, but right. Since the board wasn't, it was just a report.
Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't sure when I wrote the agenda how that was going
to
roll.
And that might be my error, because I asked to have this put on so we could have discussion only. I thought I said that in the beginning. So with that, we're going to go into closed session, and thank you, everyone. Item 14, open session report from closed session. No action was taken in closed session. Item 15, adjournment. I make a motion for adjournment, and what I'd like to do is recognize and give some thoughts and prayers to Mr. Sullivan's family. It's common for local government to recognize former board members, as Mr. Sullivan was.
Did you hit the record button?
Yes.
Great.
So for the adjournment process, I'd like to just recognize that Mr. Sullivan was a former board member and put his time in our seat to try and better the community. So with that, item 15, I make a motion for adjournment. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, Director Mabee, aye. Director Pohl?
Aye.
Director Butler?
Aye.
Director Janko?
Aye.
Thank you.